On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
Ferries from the Port of Dover are continuing to be delayed as the remnants of Storm Jonas hit Kent. It's caused massive blizzards on the east coast of America at the weekend, but is bringing strong winds and rain to the county after crossing the Atlantic. Cross-channel services to France are being delayed by up to 2 hours. The far south of Kent is also affected by a weather warning for rain. Emma Silito is from the Met Office.
The rain warning is yellow for be aware through the day, so just take care out and about. It's going to be very wet and windy today, and it will be feeling quite raw outside, so people should prepare for that.
Meantime, people who live in areas of risk of flooding might have to pay higher council taxes. The Environment Secretary has told MPs she supports a trial in Somerset allowing local authorities to increase rates to pay for new defences. A hotel in Cumbria was flooded 3 times in December, and again with heavy rain this week. Its manager thinks higher council taxes would be unacceptable.
Further punishment of the homeowners that have been flood hit over the past 6 to 7 weeks with inflated council tax to basically protect themselves is ridiculous.
KMFM News.
A 12-year-old girl is in a serious condition in hospital after being hit by a car in Thanet. She was knocked down by a red Renault Clio as she crossed Canterbury Road in Birchington just before 5 last night and is being treated in London. Police say no one's been arrested, but they want to hear from any witnesses. Green campaigners have told KMFM they fear the environment along the proposed route of a new Lower Thames crossing in Kent will be destroyed if it's given the go-ahead. Over the next 8 weeks, we're going to be asked what we think about building a tunnel under the Thames to Essex from east of Gravesend. It's designed to ease congestion at the Dartford crossing, but Bob Lane from campaign group Bridge Too Far isn't happy.
We will raise the issue with the government, raise the issue with the Treasury, and we will keep on at Highways England to understand why they have decided to come up with this ridiculous option.
KMFM News.
A drug to treat women with an aggressive form of ovarian cancer is being made available on the NHS in England for the first time. It will be offered to those with BRCA gene mutation, which increases the risk. Sarah Cunningham from Cambridge Wells was diagnosed with the disease in 2010, but has now recovered. We spoke to her last year.
My stomach was swelling and swelling. I just had a child, so I thought it might be something to do with the pregnancy, and I thought, this is my second pregnancy, maybe you don't regain your figure. That wasn't what it was, obviously. Then went to the doctor and found out in other European countries the survival rates are higher than they are in this country, and I think we can certainly do more to try and help increase that awareness.
Patients will have already had to undergo 3 rounds of chemotherapy to be eligible. Figures given to KMFM show almost 400 people were saved by lifeboat crews in Kent last year. The RNLI says 13 of those were classed as lives saved, where a person would have died if crews hadn't arrived. The busiest lifeboat station was Gravesend, which launched 83 times, rescued 39 people and saved 3 lives. And a children's writer from Kent is celebrating winning the Costa Book of the Year. Frances Harding's supernatural tale, The Lie Tree, follows the story of a teenager called Faith who investigates her dad's mysterious death. She's pleased it's the first children's novel to win the prize for 14 years.
I think historically there has, as you say, been a bit of snobbishness, and I think in some quarters maybe there's still a belief that children's fiction is a bit on the lightweight side, though not so much amongst people who are reading lots of it.
KMFM Sports.
Tennis, and for the first time since 1977, Britain has 2 players in the semi-finals of a Grand Slam event. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, Johanna Konta booked her place earlier, becoming the first woman to make the last 4 in a major tournament in over 30 years. It's after she beat Shai Wan Zhang of China. Konta says it's what she's worked towards her whole career.
I'm just so happy that I'm enjoying what I'm doing, and that is me living my dream. When I was a little girl, I dreamt of winning Grand Slams and being number one in the world, and that dream stays the same, I think, as long as you're doing the career that you're on.
Meantime, Andy Murray joins her in the semis. He'll face Milos Raonic after defeating Spain's David Ferrer in 4 sets. In football, Manchester City aim to reach their second League Cup final in 3 seasons tonight. The 2014 winners are 2 down going into the home leg of their semi with Everton. And in cricket, Sam Billings has signed a contract extension at Kent. The 24-year-old wicketkeeper batsman is currently on tour with the England Lions side before joining up with the senior squad ahead of the World T20 in Bangladesh.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2:00.